Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time to test your BQ, your baloney quotient. No, no. Actually, your Bible smarts, your Bible knowledge quotient. This is the fifth installment of our ever-popular Great Big Bible Trivia Quiz. If you failed the other four, it's time to redeem yourself. As always, make sure you tally your score to figure out if you win one of the many, many stunning prizes at the end. Are you ready? Number one. Through what did God speak to Moses when he was in the desert? A. His wife. B. A donkey. Or C. A burning bush? The answer, a burning bush. Though I'm sure God spoke through Moses' wife all the time, and I hope he listened. Number two. What happened to the kingdom of Israel after Solomon's rule? A. It was conquered by the Babylonians. B. It split in two. C. It was attacked by Attila the Hun. The answer, A. After Solomon's reign, the kingdom split in two, Israel to the north, Judah to the south. If you knew the names of the two kingdoms, give yourself an extra point. Now, let's split to number three. Of the wicked women in the Bible, who is mentioned most? Delilah, Jezebel, or Cruella de Vil? It's Queen Jezebel. She tried to destroy all God's prophets in Israel before going to the dogs, literally, in 2 Kings 9. On to question four, and more treachery. Whose sons were notorious for taking bribes? Samuel's, Eli's, or Father Abraham's? Well, Father Abraham had many sons, but Samuel's boys were the bribe takers. Read about Joel and Abijah in 1 Samuel 8. Speaking of swindlers, in 1989, a Thai woman and seven of her associates were each sentenced to 141,000 years in jail for swindling millions of dollars. You didn't need to know this. Question five. Who outran a team of horses? Jehu, John Wayne, or Elijah? The answer, before there was the flash, there was the prophet Elijah. You can jog your memory in 1 Kings 18, where the hand of the Lord came on Elijah, and he ran ahead of Ahab's chariot all the way to Jezreel. Question 6. What group of converts burned their books of magic? A. The Gryffindors, B. The Ephesians, or C. The Caucasians? It was the Ephesians. Acts 19 tells us that the value of the scrolls they burned was equivalent to roughly $5 million in today's money. You know, when we get to heaven, God won't hand out bonus points to those with the most Bible knowledge. You won't be required to pass a Bible trivia quiz to get through the pearly gates. What matters will be this: what did we do with Jesus, with his gift of grace? Did we accept it? Did we pass it on? The Pharisees were the Bible trivia champs of Jesus' day. Some had memorized vast portions of the Hebrew Bible, but their hearts were far from God. In John 5, Jesus turned on the Pharisees and said, "You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life." I hope you read the Bible today, and when you do, you'll find Jesus throughout. Knowing him will change your life. And now it's time to tally up those scores. God isn't keeping score, but I am. If you got 1 to 2 correct, go to laughagain.org and listen again. If there's no improvement, try a third time. If you scored 3 to 5, call a friend to confess. 6 to 8, call a friend to brag. And, of course, our great big Bible quiz would not be complete without a really bad Bible joke. How do we know that David was older than Goliath? Because he rocked him to sleep.
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.